community radio.
It's about real people.
Not sound bites.
Not more talking heads.
Not on this show.
Interchange is a community access media forum fostering unfiltered open dialogue on the people, issues, and events impacting life in South Central Indiana and beyond.
Conversations that challenge the ways we perceive the world around us.
Real people.
Real issues.
This is your forum.
This is Interchange.
Welcome, everybody, to Interchange. My name is William Morris, and I'm the host of Interchange tonight, and I'm glad, privileged to have with me Bill Vance. Bill is the president of the Monroe chapter of the NAACP. Bill, nice to have you with us.
Thank you, William. Pleased to be here.
Bill, we've got a whole lot to talk about tonight. You know, we want to talk about the NAACP, of course, its history, civil rights in Bloomington, in southern Indiana, in Indiana, and talk about some things that are going on in civil rights in this country. But before we start, let's talk just a bit about Bill Vance.
Okay.
Bill, where are you from?
From Indianapolis.
And how long have you been here?
Oh, I've been here 25 years. Here
In Bloomington?
In Bloomington, yes.
And what brought you here?
I'm an engineer, and I got on with the Naval Surface Warfare Center, Crane.
Oh, okay, out at Crane. So you work at Crane and then live in Bloomington.
Yes.
And you've been here for 25 years.
Yes, I have.
And how long have you been involved with the NAACP? You're the president now.
Yes, 16 years.
And how long have you been the president?
6 years.
Okay. And so before that, were you an officer in the—
Yes, I was. I was secretary of the NAACP under Mr. Clarence Gilliam.
Yes, you spoke to me about Mr. Gilliam. Tell me a little bit about him.
Well, Mr. Gilliam was an outstanding leader. He was very charismatic. His leadership style was family-oriented. You know, he and his wife ran it together. He was president. She was membership chair. And he was well-respected around the community. I don't remember a whole lot of issues with his leadership while he was involved. He was who's who here in Bloomington before he moved to Indianapolis, and he was NAACP president here in Bloomington for 26 years.
Wow, 26 years.
26 years.
And you've been president now for 6 years.
Right, 6 years.
During the 26 years that Mr. Gilliam was here, do you recall any of the sort of issues that came to bear during that time?
Well, the issues were pretty much the same as they are now. You had some complaints on the job where people were being discriminated against. You had some school issues where children being harassed or bullied. I believe during his tenure there was a basketball game. One of the local ball clubs went to Martinsville, and they had there was some racism at the basketball game, and he addressed that. And you know, that was put the rest.
What happened?
I believe there was some racial slurs from fans in the stands, and you know, that had to— Mr. Gilliam got involved with that to let them know that that wouldn't be tolerated. So you know, things like that, those were the types of issues that we dealt with back then, and similar issues now.
Mm-hmm. Let's go back a little bit. I'm not sure how much our listeners know about the history of the NAACP. I think right now the NAACP is about 102 years old. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And for many, many years, of course, the NAACP was the predominant voice of civil rights, mm-hmm. Stands against inequality, mm-hmm. Stands against, you know, for minority issues and these kind of things. Mm-hmm. Would you like to tell us a little bit about your understanding of the history?
National history. Let's start with the Niagara Movement.
Okay.
That's how things kind of got kicked off with the Niagara Movement, which was started in July of 1905. When it was established, there were about 21 states involved, and there was a maximum total membership of about 170 individuals. Mm. The Niagara Movement suffered from financial and leadership problems, not to mention internal strife. So they didn't get along with each other.
Was this out of Niagara, New York?
Yes.
Up near Niagara Falls?
Yeah, right. And additionally, Booker T. Washington was opposed to the Niagara Movement, which drew support away.
Well, I wonder what his opposition was.
I don't know. I don't know what... in my research, I didn't find that.
Of course, it's very interesting that there, at that time, there was this ongoing sort of battle between Booker T. Washington on one hand and, of course, W.E.B. Du Bois.
Yes.
I mean, they were allies, and at the same time, they were, you know, they believed in different sort of things philosophically for the Negro, as they might have said back then.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So what happened with the Niagara Movement?
Well, the movement was disbanded in 1910. Which prompted many members to go to the NAACP, and the organizations at one time shared membership, but the Niagara Movement was formed exclusively by African Americans, while a minimum of three of the eight individuals that formed the NAACP were white.
Right. Yes, the NAACP was. And of course, before we go on, we want to just be sure that everybody, I think most of the listeners will know that the acronym NAACP is the
National Association for the Advancement of Colored People.
Right. And at that time, of course, colored was black people.
Right. I know that some, maybe you're alluding to the point that some people have trouble with being called colored. I went to a IU chapter in the NAACP Freedom Fund banquet, and they had a young rapper there, and I think this has been about 5 years ago. They had a young rapper there, and I forget his name, sorry, but one of the problems with the NAACP is the name.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why are we being called colored people, you know? So, but we've stuck with the name, and it's history. You know, it's got a rich history. So I don't know that we want to do away with our name. You know, so
I think there's been some controversy about that for years. Right, I think 60s, they would have said, oh, it's not colored, it should be Negro, and then it should be Afro-American, not colored, it should be...
Black American.
Yes, et cetera.
Yeah.
But it's the NAACP.
That's
okay,
right.
National
That's
Association for the Advancement of Colored People.
That's right. And it was formed on February 12th, 1909, by W.E.B. Du Bois, Ida B. Wells, Archibald Grimke, Henry Moskowitz, Mary White Ovington, Oswald Garrison Villiard, William English Walling, and Florence Kelly.
And how many of those people were African American?
Three. All but three.
Right. So, and it's very interesting, I think, for listeners to know that the majority of the people who started the NAACP really were not African American.
That's right. The early leadership of the NAACP was predominantly white and Jewish. Du Bois was the only African American on the executive board at the NAACP founding.
Now, for our listeners, W.E.B. Du Bois, I think, to a lot of, older African American people like yourself and myself, we have an idea who he is. But I think most people don't really know. Or have lost track of who W.E.B. Du Bois was?
I do not have a whole lot of information on W.E.B. Du Bois. I do know that when the at the second conference when the National Association of Advancement of Colored People was established, he became director of publicity and research.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not gonna say anything more about him.
Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough. While I'm not an expert, I think that one of the things that Dr. Du Bois is noted for is, you know, starting the Crisis magazine. Yeah, so that would have come out of the publicity department, so-called publicity department.
Okay.
First editor of their national magazine, Crisis. And the Crisis still comes out today.
Yes, it does. It's an outstanding magazine.
So as we go down through the history of the NAACP, they started it with the eight people, on February 12th, 1909.
Yeah. Some of the issues that we addressed down through the history. We fought Jim Crow statutes, which legalized racial segregation. We fought discrimination in the military. We fought for voter rights for all Americans. We fought lynchings that took place almost at will at one time. The NAACP has fought segregation in our schools. The NAACP developed youth through its youth and college division at AXO program. The AXO stands for, and the acronym is spelled ACT-SO. And it stands for Afro-Academic, Cultural, Technological, Scientific Olympics. And it awards African-American youth for their accomplishments in academics, technology, and arts.
You know, as I'm listening to you talk, Bill, it's fascinating if you really dig in, and I know you have, into this history, because it goes back about 350 years to the idea that for hundreds of years, of course, black people were not allowed to read or write.
Mm-hmm.
They were discouraged from reading or writing by the law.
Right.
And of course, one of the things you and I have talked about is that the NAACP is coming along to turn over legislation
mm-hmm.
that was created to oppress minorities.
Right. Well, there are several issues that the NAACP has addressed through legislation.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to highlight a few of those if I could.
Yes, please.
Number one, just to kick things off, the NAACP will highlight the plight of the Native American Indians at the 2011 National Convention in L.A.
Oh, okay.
And the 2011 Image Awards ceremony. So we will be addressing the plight of the Native American Indian. The NAACP strongly opposes any effort to criminalize undocumented status of immigrants.
Yes, and yet something you and I were talking about with this, I think Indiana, of course we've talked about that, has this new state bill 590, which is similar to the bill that's in Arizona. So that's exactly what you're talking about there, to criminalize undocumented workers.
Okay. And the NAACP supports the U.S. immigration policies that consistently apply to all, that we support the U.S. immigration policies, and they should be applied to all immigrants regardless of national origin.
Mm-hmm.
They should be applied consistently to all immigrants. The NAACP supports the Reuniting Family Act. And that is the current system is 20 years old approximately for that. The legislation, Reuniting Family Act, will decrease the wait time to reunite with your family. The NAACP supports not subtracting the visas given to immediate relatives of the U.S. citizens from visas available to all family immigrants, thereby reducing the wait to reunite with their closest family members. And also, the NAACP supports legislation that holds law enforcement accountable for misconduct and racial discrimination. So those are three things that we're doing in the civil rights that mm-hmm. I picked out I thought you'd be interested in.
Absolutely. And it's very interesting when we listen to these, because over the years, while the NAACP was traditionally a organization that has, you know, that focused on the issues of African Americans, we hear in what you just reported that the focus of the organization has expanded beyond that now.
Yes, yes. We're trying to address, we're not trying to discriminate, allow discrimination, racial prejudice, inequality to affect anyone. As a matter of fact, I've had, locally here, I've had individuals come to me who are Caucasian that felt like they're being treated unequally or unfairly on their job.
Oh, in an employment situation.
Yes, and they've come to me and, you know, you guys deal with inequality and mistreatment. What can you do in my case? So, and we've, you know, in a couple of situations, we've tried to help.
So they've asked you to step in.
Yes.
Very interesting. I am here. My name is William Morris. I'm the host of Interchange, and I'm here with Bill Vance, the president of the local chapter of the NAACP. We've covered a lot of ground in this first part, and we'll be back to talk more about the NAACP's agenda locally in a variety of different issues. This is Interchange.
Support for WFHB comes from The Hidden Closet, now in Suite 105 of Fountain Square Mall, featuring eclectic gifts, exotic clothing, lingerie, art, and accessories. More information is available at 345-7717.
Interchange. My name is William Morris. I'm your host, and I'm here with Bill Vance, the president of the Monroe County chapter of the NAACP. Bill, we talked a lot about the history of the NAACP and some of the issues that the NAACP is focusing on now. Mm-hmm. You and I have a list of areas that we like to talk about: education, economics, health, housing, labor, international affairs, and the NAACP's position on those things. Mm-hmm. Before we go into this, though, let's talk a little bit about Reverend Butler.
Okay.
All right. You and I had talked about Reverend Butler before, and as I told you recently, Reverend Butler was on local television.
Right.
And he was on local television for a stand he had taken, I'm sure you know this, when the Ku Klux Klan was going to protest in Monroe County, and a license had been issued to the Ku Klux Klan to march, and Reverend Butler had objected to this march. Okay. And, of course, while some might argue that the Ku Klux Klan has a First Amendment constitutional right to march, I think Reverend Butler's stance was that there's a higher moral issue going on here, and that if the Ku Klux Klan marched, then the NAACP would be marching, and said, well—
That's
anyway.
The way. That's the way Reverend Butler was. He was a real go-getter. Reverend Butler was an outstanding preacher, And yes, it hasn't been too many years ago that the Klan was going to march here. And I want to also, along with Reverend Butler, I want to commend the Bloomington Police Department. We had a tell the we what we call tell the youth program, scholarship program, in which we have youth junior high age and high school age come together, and we try to mentor them. And during the first half of it, we do the mentoring. And during that first half, the police, the Bloomington Police Department, came out and talked to each age group about the Klan, what and how not to worry about what they're going to do, gave them instructions, stay away from where they're at, don't worry, we're not going to allow we're not going to allow anyone to get hurt. And, you know, they just reassured the children that the youth that everything was going to be all right. And they, you know, they came out of their, you know, we told them that it was going on, and I had invited them to come out. And they came out.
And yeah. This is during this your is tenure.
This is the chief of police, the current chief of police now.
This is during your tenure.
Yes.
So this is very interesting, because I think you had said that you have been the president for 6 years.
Yes.
So it's very interesting, and I'm not sure everybody is aware, or maybe everybody is aware, that in that time, though, that there's issues still with the Ku Klux Klan.
Well,
enough that the police would come and instruct children not to, that the police are going to do their job, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes. Yeah,
is there still an issue with the Ku Klux Klan?
Well, not since that time. We haven't heard much from them since that threat to march, which didn't happen. So there's nothing more to really be said about that. They have spread their literature, and it's gone to some people that didn't want it. And that's how we found out that they were doing it, because the individuals came to the city and to the NAACP and said, "Hey, I'm getting this literature. You know, what are you guys going to do about it? You know, I don't want it." The Klan, although you haven't heard much from them, and you have to attribute that to a strong city, local government, and you have to attribute that to, in some small way, to a active NAACP. I think those two things have helped discourage hatred, that type of open hatred and violence that the Ku Klux Klan has been known to promote.
Well, we have a list here, Bill, of things that we wanted to just go over. It sounds like you're keeping up the legacy of Reverend Butler, and amen to that. Education, economics, health, housing, labor, and international affairs are some areas, of course, amongst others, where the NAACP, is maintaining a position. Why don't we start with education?
Vouchers. The NAACP opposes vouchers. They're called school or education vouchers, and they are a certificate issued by government which can be applied for tuition at a private school rather than a public school. The public school that the young person might be assigned to. It could threaten the funding and enrollment in public education system. And vouchers are intended to allow citizens to spend their taxes towards education of their choice without using direct tax credit or deduction. So those are some, that's just a little overview of what vouchers are. The NAACP opposes vouchers and public subsidies of private corporations, which remove dollars from publicly accountable systems and their commitment to protect each student's right to free and high quality education. So we're wanting to anything that, you know, most of our African American, our minority students are in the public school system. And if we allow vouchers or anything of that nature to take the enrollment or the funding away, the public education is going to suffer where we're at, and we don't want that. And so that's why we're opposing that. The second thing is that we oppose charter schools. The NAACP will support legislation to improve the public education system rather than adopting charter schools as the vanguard approach for education of our children. Okay, the charter schools in the U.S. are primary or secondary schools that receive public money, but are not subject to the same some of the rules and regulations and statutes that apply to other public schools. Charter schools specialize, usually, and they claim to offer a better education. Charter schools are formed by teachers, parents, activists, corporations, nonprofit organizations, and universities.
A lot of people would say that charter schools are often used to further school segregation, because charter schools will be set up, and of course many if not all charter schools, they do not have to, they can allow who they want to allow, and oftentimes they allow, and they don't allow minorities, they don't allow certain kind of people, they just set up schools to cater to their own, so to speak.
And we definitely oppose that, you know. So
the school segregation battle has become more diabolical over the years.
Yes, it's a lot subtle, very subtle.
Would you like to speak to the vouchers anymore?
No, that's those. Just remember that that we are not supporting the vouchers, and that we're supporting public education. And those are two big issues in education that we want to make sure you understand.
Bill, locally, if you know, as we talk about education, I think nationally there's a gap between white achievement and black achievement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on college admission scores, mm-hmm. maybe grades, math levels, language right. levels, and things like that. Are you aware of any programs, anything that the NAACP is supporting, or any position that the NAACP is supporting to address those issues?
The NAACP is against high-stakes testing. It doesn't really address the problem. It allows you to know what the problem is, but it doesn't help address the problem. We have students scoring low, so they're not doing as well in school as they should. But so the testing is pointing that out. But what are we doing to help students to do better in school? So that's where I think that the public education, when you take dollars from the public education system when you reduce the enrollment, then some of the emphasis will be taken from these schools, and it's natural that the level of performance at these schools will drop as well, and we don't want to see that.
Yeah, it's a hard issue in front of us now. It's a very difficult issue. How do we get student performance to rise?
Yes.
Moving on to another issue, Bill, that you that the NAACP is active in is economics in the country.
Yes.
And could you speak to that, please, in terms of the NAACP's position?
I have I've outlined three issues that are economic issues that I thought that would be interesting for the public to hear about. The first one, the NAACP supports legislation to fight unemployment and address public safety, health care, and transportation needs of the communities of color. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, the NAACP supports legislation which discourages predatory lending, which is overcharging home buyers or homeowners for subprime loans, and subprime loans are non-traditional loans. Predatory lending seems to target African Americans, Latinos, and Asian or Pacific Islanders. So we're supporting legislation that discourages predatory lending. And thirdly, the NAACP opposes any proposal to save Social Security that would reduce any of the benefits. Minorities are usually on the low end of the earning scale and generally more dependent on Social Security. And the NAACP opposes raising the retirement age as well, because minorities generally have a shorter life expectancy.
We're going to get to that in a minute when we talk about health.
Okay.
This shorter life expectancy. These issues that you're talking about economically are very serious.
Mm-hmm.
Predatory lending, reducing benefits and Social Security.
Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to point out, as far as for the predatory lending, last year, fiscal year 10, or calendar year 10, we had a forum, NAACP forum, where we talked about the subject was predatory lending, and we had a some panelists from the city
so this was a local forum.
Yes, and we had about 30 individuals come out for it. It was at Second Baptist Church, and we tried to talk about predatory lending. We tried to talk about mortgages and what they can do to avoid this situation where they could lose their homes and so forth.
Is this an issue in Monroe County? I mean, do we see examples of this?
It seems to be. It seems to be. There were some people that spoke out about it. It seems to be an issue everywhere.
What would
with minorities?
And so, what would the NAACP stands against this predatory lending and the negative results and negative impacts of this? And there are people locally, I suppose, who came to this meeting and who are standing up against it. So then, what can the NAACP do? And I take it I'm sorry.
The forum is one of the things that we've done. We tried to get information out that would help individuals know what to expect, understand what predatory lending is and how to avoid it. So that's one way to do it. We through forums, you know, through education.
Is that something that the local branch does often, provide these forums?
Well, I can't say we do it often, but we've had in my tenure, we've had probably in my 6-year tenure, we've probably had about 5 or so forums, including the two that we also had one on the census, a census forum, where we had a gentleman come out and talk about how important it is to be counted in the census, you know, because of the programs that that are initiated, the monies that are distributed depend on the census. So we had, you know, we've also had political forums where we have meet the candidates. You know, we probably had 3 of those. And so, yes, you know, it's not uncommon for us to have a forum.
Getting out the information is important.
Yes, it is.
What about moving down our list here of items we need to address? What about health?
Health.
Yeah, this is very, very relevant to a lot of minorities, right?
Yes,
diet, exercise, stress of life, discrimination.
Yes. Yes. And I've highlighted, I've taken 3 out. Well, the NAACP supports legislation and faith leadership to eliminate HIV and AIDS. So that's a biggie. And the NAACP supports full implementation of the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. The NAACP wants assurance that black medical schools receive appropriate funding with respect to the needs. And thirdly, the NAACP seeks to end maternal and infant mortality crisis among women of color in the United States by advocating for greater funding for training.
So we've got AIDS on the list, patient protection, infant mortality. Mm-hmm. If somebody really just listened to this list without going deeply into it, you might think this was 1930.
Possibly.
And you might think this was a long time ago. Yep. That infant mortality is on the list.
Yes.
And you don't think of that as an American issue.
Well, it most certainly is. Yep. Among minorities.
This is my name is William Morris, and I'm the host of Interchange Tonight, and I'm here with Bill Vance, the president of the Monroe County chapter of the NAACP, and we're talking about where the NAACP is present and what it's doing in Bloomington, in Monroe County, in Indiana, and across the country. We'll be back with you for the third segment of Interchange.
Keep on pushing. I've got to keep on pushing. Mm-hmm. I can't stop now.
Support for WFHB comes from Bloom Magazine, a proud supporter of WFHB. In the February-March issue of Bloom Magazine, Making Bloomington More Sustainable, The Little 500 Then and Now, and the 5th Annual Wedding Guide. Bloom Magazine is available at more than 200 local businesses. More information is available at magbloom.com.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Keep on pushing. Now maybe someday I'll reach that higher goal. I know I can make it with just a little bit of soul. 'Cause I've got my strength, and it don't make sense not to keep on pushing. Now look a look, look a look, a look a yonder.
Hello. Okay, this is William Morris, and I'm back with the third segment of Interchange tonight with Bill Vance, the president of the local chapter of the NAACP. We've been talking about all things NAACP and what the organization is involved in. And we started with education, economics, health, the history of the organization. Bill, let's turn to housing.
Okay.
I'd like to let the listeners know what the NAACP is doing in terms of housing.
Okay. I've also picked out three issues that I thought that you'd be interested in hearing. The NAACP supports the Housing Fairness Act, which provides funds to investigate housing discrimination complaints. The NAACP supports the Bring America Home Act to combat homelessness. The legislation includes resolutions supporting housing as a basic human right, universal health care, and living wage.
It's interesting about that bill as housing, as you know, there used to be an argument that housing was not a privilege, it was a right.
Yes.
And so that's the language of this Bring America Home Act.
Yes, mm-hmm. Correct. And the third issue that I want to bring up in housing, the NAACP supports the National Housing Trust Fund. The NHTF, as it's called, provides funds to states and local municipalities to renovate homes that are affordable and secure for the lowest income Americans. The NHTF is authorized, but it's not yet funded. So
this is the National Housing Trust Fund.
Yes.
So it's an idea, it's a bill that has been drafted, but yes. No money has been...
Yeah, it's authorized, but it's... the president, President Obama, wanted to get some seed money of about $1 billion to start.
That's a lot of seed.
Yes.
Yes.
But it hasn't been done yet, so I don't know what the holdup is. But
Bill, are you aware or know of any housing issues that face us here in Monroe County, Southern Indiana, or locally?
In recent years, no. I don't know of any, but we've got some individuals in our branch that went through some housing issues, back when they first moved here.
You know, go ahead, Bill. I'm sorry.
Which would be in the, I believe these gentlemen started out here in the 60s.
You know, I'm a newcomer to Bloomington. I came here just 5 years ago, but I know, for example, we have some public housing around Bloomington. I think we have some out near where I live, not far off of Rogers Street, and I forgot the name of the units. And, of course, we have some that are up on the so-called The Hill,
right?
That area. Uh-huh. And I'm curious, do you think this housing that's offered there is up to snuff? Do you think it's meeting standards?
I don't know whether it's meeting standards or not. That's something that we haven't had any complaints come through the NAACP for housing discrimination or the housing not being the grounds not being kept, whatever. We haven't had any issues in the 6 years that I've been involved. And I don't remember in the time that I spent with Mr. Gilliam, I don't remember any issues coming forth then either, in the 10 years that I spent with him.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got to assume that there probably are some issues, but they just didn't reach the NAACP. Perhaps they were handled otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Does the NAACP have a ongoing relationship with Bloomington Housing Authority?
We have a member that works for the city and with the housing, and she would keep us abreast of any problems that would be associated with housing. Her name's Doris Sims, and she has. And the reason I'm saying we haven't had any issues, I haven't heard anything from her that has come to the NAACP where we've had to act on it. So I would say we must be doing pretty well.
I was thinking about what you were saying before about there being one of the issues that you had a forum about was predatory lending.
Right.
So this is an issue for homeowners.
Right.
And then we go down to the National Housing Trust Fund and the Bring America Home housing as a right and not a privilege. And, of course, there we're mostly talking about renters. Okay. So the NAACP is facing housing issues at both levels for both owners and for renters and for the homeless.
Yes.
So I guess my question was, and right now we're not aware, but are there issues like that in Monroe County?
As far as I haven't heard anything negative from renters. Really, I haven't heard anything other than at the forum. You know, people had questions about predatory lending, about mortgages, what to expect. You know, what how to go about recognizing when you're when you might be approached by someone that's trying to, or you're dealing with someone that's wanting to give you a loan that, you know, charge you more for a loan than you should be. But we haven't had many issues.
You know, something that's interesting, Bill, as people are listening to us, and I hope maybe if there are some people who are listening who have some issues with discrimination, issues with being treated unfairly, issues with predatory lending, with homelessness, or any of these issues, is there a number that they could reach you?
Yes, there is.
And I think we should start putting that out, an email or a phone number where they could reach the local NAACP.
The number that we give is 812-332-1513.
Okay.
Now, that's in the evening.
Okay.
That's, you know, you call me at that number in the evening.
Okay.
But if you want to reach me during the daytime, then you'll need to call me at work. And my work number is 812-854-2909.
You might get a few calls now, Bill. It takes a lot of courage here to come up and give us your work number. You didn't have to do that.
Well, you know, a lot of times I might get some calls during the day that, you know, if you need assistance right away, I've had people call me at work. You know, they'll call my wife maybe, and then she'll call me, or you know, give them my work number, and they'll call me then. So we want to move on some things. You know, if you're having a problem and if it's urgent, call me at work.
Okay. You know, and Bill's number there at work, Bill Vance, president of the local chapter of the NAACP, 812-854-2909, or at night, 812-332-1513. Bill, let's move on to labor.
Okay.
Talk about labor and what are some of the pressing points on the NAACP agenda.
Again, I have three issues that I've chosen that, you know, we might talk about. NAACP supports a national effort to address the disparity in minority hiring and contracting in transportation and public works projects. Okay.
And, of course, that's really becoming a larger issue as Obama is starting to talk about, you know, developing larger public transportation projects around the country.
Yes, and we want to be included. Minorities want to be included in these projects. Number two. The NAACP supports the Employment Non-Discrimination Act. It expands against discrimination due to sexual orientation.
And it wants to expand that.
Yes.
Or the NAACP wants to support the expanded version of this.
We want to... we want to end sexual discrimination due to sexual orientation.
Okay, so we're talking about gay rights here.
Yes.
And would you like to speak to that a little bit more? I know we've talked about how the NAACP is expanding the groups of different groups of people that it that it deals. Will help with.
Yes.
That it will help and yes. represent. And I take it from this that that gays are included in that.
Yes. Gays, it doesn't matter what your sexual orientation is. The NAACP is, if you're being discriminated against, if there's any inequality, if there's any prejudice of any kind because of your religion, your orientation, your sexual orientation,
gender.
Your beliefs, yeah, genders, we're here to fight for you.
And was there a third point with labor?
Yes. The NAACP supports the Employee Free Choice Act.
Talk about that some.
Which permits workers to form a union to act as their representative during disputes and negotiation.
Of course, this is the issue that's happening in Wisconsin now with the governor supporting legislation that would do away with the right to collective bargaining.
Mm-hmm.
So here the NAACP is saying that we stand against that kind of legislation.
We stand, what this is saying is, well, there was in the paper today, I noticed that on the IU campus that they were, had a demonstration at IU.
I think it was the community. It was the Communication Workers of America
supporting unions. You know, they're against those that are against unions. So this type of thing directly related to that.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. So the NAACP is, and I think this is goes back to the Porter Pullman. And you know all of the organizations of black workers that were not allowed to organize, not allowed to unionize, going all the way back. And I forgot the gentleman's name that organized the Pullman Porters way back in the 1910s and 20s as a distinct work group. Mm-hmm. And of course, this is very good. What about this? Let's see, the Employment Non-Discrimination Act supporting gays. And their rights and the discrimination in the workplace. The Employee Free Choice Act, the right to unionize, and the Minority Hiring Act. Does that capture the three components of labor?
Yes, that pretty well captures it.
Do we see any issues in Monroe County? Again, I always ask you that.
Yeah.
Pertaining to these?
Let's see. Let's look at first the hiring and, transportation. I had one issue where a gentleman was working for the transportation at IU, and his complaint was that, and he will remain nameless, his complaint was that there was a promotion that was to be had, and he claimed that he was more prepared, qualified to get the promotion than the person that actually got it. And so he came to the NAACP and we talked about it and talked about what we could do and we kept a dialogue going. So we've had one issue anyway, transportation, you know. I mean, it was a minor possibly that was a discrimination.
It's interesting that this particular bill or this particular act that the NAACP is supporting in minority hiring has to do, I think, with projects in public transportation. But of course, you're open to support anyone who is being discriminated against in any field, right? Not just in transportation.
Right.
I mean, in the kitchen, in the groundkeepers, the professors, anyone.
That's right. That's right. And this, I just brought this up. It's just a snapshot. You know, it's one of the issues. Apparently, this one has come to bear more in recent times. you know, it's just highlighted right now. So, but yes, any disparities or any discrimination in any area, we're going to fight against.
Let's see, one last area that we have here, Bill, we want to discuss it. My name is William Morris, and I'm here with Bill Vance, the president of the local chapter of the NAACP. We've got a few minutes left, and I know we wanted to talk a little bit about international affairs, and I think there was a sort of a larger message that you wanted to share with us.
Yes.
And I wanted to go ahead and invite you to do that now. We're going to be winding down the show soon, so
okay,
Bill?
Okay, and if we have time, then we can go back to international affairs.
Excellent. But,
again, the purpose of the NAACP is to promote the social, economic, education, political welfare of minorities in the United States. In particular, however, we have international efforts as well. The NAACP has fought racism and discrimination for over 100 years. Although the NAACP critics claim that the NAACP is no longer needed, it continues to address a multitude of issues, some of which we discuss today. As long as the number of hate groups continues to increase, the NAACP needs to continue to fight the discrimination and violence that these groups promote. As long as legislation is introduced that hurts citizens on the low end of the earning scale, and who rely on public programs, the NAACP will be around to oppose such legislation. As long as districts are chosen which hurt minority causes and promote the election of officials who oppose minority issues, the NAACP needs to fight for redistricting. As long as minority citizens are the most stopped, sentenced, and endure the longest sentences, the NAACP needs to fight this disparity. As long as minority citizens are most affected by mandatory sentencing and have the toughest time finding jobs after reentry into the communities, the NAACP needs to fight to end disparities and help initiate training programs which will benefit prisoners. As long as minorities are affected by predatory lending practices, the NAACP will fight to end this disparity. As long as fewer funds are allocated for minority children for education and salaries are less for minority professionals, the NAACP will fight to equalize the playing field. The NAACP will fight for these causes and more. My minority brothers and sisters, we can help ourselves to an extent. Young school-age citizens, strive to perform up to the ability that God gave you. Listen to the instruction of your parents and guardians and teachers and pastors. Strive to be good citizens. Be good to your neighbor and respect authority. If you follow this advice, high-stakes testing may not be a problem because you'll be prepared. Reentry programs for minorities from prisons will be less needed if you strive to be good citizens. Perhaps the number of minorities at the low end of the earnings scale will decrease.
Bill, thanks a lot. I appreciate that. That's a powerful statement. My name is William Morris, and you've been with Interchange. We've had a chance to spend an hour with a good friend and brother, Bill Vance, president of the local chapter of the NAACP. Want to say thanks to our assistant producer, Shane Young, for engineering tonight's program. Interchange is produced by William Morris. The executive producer is Chad Carruthers. Original theme music by Jamil Ephraim. Stay tuned now for the House of Jazz with Brother Tillman, coming up right now on WFHB.
Real people.
Real issues.
This is your forum.
This is Interchange.
Written and produced entirely by volunteers working in the studios of Community Radio WFHB in Bloomington, Indiana.
Interchange fosters unfiltered open dialogue on the people, issues, and events impacting life in South Central Indiana and beyond.
Comments, suggestions, and program ideas may be sent directly to the Interchange staff.
The email address is news@wfhb.org.
That address once again is news@wfhb.org.